Welcome to episode 1230 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, with our chapter, Ripped from the Headlines, chapter in which we examine Jesus' take on topics of contemporary relevance. How can we make sense of what's going on in our world today? How would Jesus respond to or counsel us about the issues that dominate our news feeds? From the earliest times, human societies have been marked by economic inequality. The wealthy enjoy privilege and protection, while the poor are vulnerable to exploitation and neglect. Our modern world is no different. Income gaps widen, poverty persists, and questions about fairness and justice press on the conscience. Many wrestle with these questions. Does God bless the rich more than the poor? Is material success evidence of divine favor? When we turn to Jesus, his words and actions offer a radically different lens. He does not equate wealth with God's blessing, nor does he see poverty as a sign of failure or curse. Instead, Jesus consistently elevates the poor, warns the rich, and reveals that true blessing is found not in possessions, but in God's kingdom. His guidance reframes how we see inequality, justice, and generosity, pointing us to a kingdom where material wealth does not define worth. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus declares,
"Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
In Luke's version, he says simply,
"Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God."
This is radical. In a society where wealth was often seen as God's approval, Jesus flips the script. Poverty is not a sign of God's rejection. In fact, the poor are especially close to God's heart. Why? Because the poor often know their dependence. They cannot hide behind wealth or possessions. They cry out for God's provision. Jesus blesses that humility and trust. Jesus not only blesses the poor, he warns the rich. In Luke 6, verse 24, he says,
"But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort."
This does not mean every wealthy person is condemned, but it does expose the spiritual danger of riches. Wealth can deceive us into thinking we are self-sufficient, secure, and powerful. It can close our eyes to the needs of others and tempt us to hoard rather than share. Jesus illustrates this danger in the parable of the rich fool in Luke 12. A man builds bigger barns to store his surplus, but dies that very night. God calls him a fool because he stored up treasure for himself, but was not rich toward God. Material success without generosity and faithfulness is empty. Perhaps the most striking encounter is Jesus' conversation with the rich young ruler. The man asks what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus tells him to keep the commandments, which he claims he has done. Then Jesus says,
"If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
The man walks away sad because he has great wealth. Wealth had become his God, his security, his identity. Jesus was not condemning all possessions, but exposing how tightly we can cling to them, even at the cost of following him. The kingdom demands surrender, generosity, and freedom from the idol of money. By contrast, in Mark 12, Jesus watches people put money into the temple treasury. The rich contribute large sums, but a poor widow puts in two small coins. Jesus praises her, saying she gave more than all others because she gave out of her poverty, all she had to live on. This story shows us God measures generosity, not by the amount given, but by the heart and sacrifice behind it. Material success is not the sign of God's favor. Faith, humility, and generosity are. In Matthew 25, Jesus paints a picture of final judgment. The righteous fed the hungry, clothed the naked, welcomed the stranger, and visited the sick and imprisoned. The unrighteous neglected these very acts. The dividing line is not wealth or poverty, success or failure, but whether we responded to the needs of the least of these. Here, Jesus makes clear, how we treat the poor is how we treat him. To ignore poverty is to ignore Christ himself. To care for the vulnerable is to serve the King. Jesus' teaching is consistent. Material wealth is not necessarily a sign of divine favor, nor is poverty necessarily a sign of divine disfavor. Wealth can be used for good, but it also carries great spiritual risk. Poverty can be painful, but it often fosters dependence on God and closeness to His kingdom. What truly matters is the heart. Are we rich toward God? Do we use what we have, whether much or little, to bless others? Do we recognize our dependence on Him, or do we trust in riches? Jesus calls us to measure success not by possessions, but by faithfulness, generosity, and love. Let's get deep. Jesus is the champion of the poor. Again and again, Jesus sides with the marginalized. He begins his ministry by quoting Isaiah.
The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.
His character is defined by compassion for those society neglects. Jesus redefines blessing. In a world that equated wealth with divine favor, Jesus says, blessing belongs to the poor, the meek, and the hungry. His mission is not to secure earthly comfort, but to give eternal treasure. Jesus confronts idolatry. Wealth easily becomes a rival god. Jesus challenges us to choose.
You cannot serve both God and money.
His purpose is to free us from false security and call us into wholehearted devotion. Jesus' mission is justice and mercy. He not only saves individuals, but also confronts systems that oppress. His kingdom lifts the lowly, scatters the proud, and fills the hungry with good things. His justice is restorative, pairing mercy with accountability. Jesus reveals God's generosity. At the core, Jesus shows us a God who gives lavishly. The Father clothes the lilies and feeds the sparrows. In Christ, he gives us the greatest gift, his own Son. Following Jesus means reflecting that generosity in our lives. What does this mean for us today? Examine our attitudes. Do we see wealth as God's endorsement? Do we subtly look down on the poor? Jesus calls us to humility and honesty about where we place our trust. Practice generosity. Whether we have little or much, we are called to give. Generosity breaks the grip of greed and reflects God's heart. Stand with the poor. Following Jesus means advocating for justice, meeting needs, and refusing to ignore inequality. The church must be known as a community of care, not indifference. Redefine success. True success is not in net worth, but in faithfulness, loving God and neighbor, living with open hands, and storing treasure in heaven. Live simply and gratefully. Contentment, not accumulation, is the mark of Christ's followers. Gratitude for what we have frees us from envy and greed. Income inequality and poverty are painful realities, but Jesus gives us a new way to see them. He blesses the poor, warns the rich, and calls all of us to live generously. He shows us that material success is not the measure of God's favor. The true measure is faith, humility, and love. At the cross, Jesus himself became poor so that we might become rich in grace. He gave up heavenly glory to enter our poverty, lifting us into the wealth of God's kingdom. His life is our model: generosity, compassion, and justice. To follow Jesus is to reject the idol of wealth, to see the poor as beloved, and to use whatever we have for the good of others. In his kingdom, the last are first, the lowly are lifted, and treasure is measured not by gold, but by love. May we live as people rich toward God, generous in spirit, and faithful to the one who became poor for us. Father, we come before you acknowledging that every good gift comes from your hand. Forgive us for the times we have equated wealth with blessing, or looked down on those who have less. Search our hearts and free us from the grip of greed or pride. Teach us to see people as you see them, to love generously, and to hold our possessions with open hands. Make us faithful stewards of all you entrust to us, using what we have to serve others and honor you. We long for the day when poverty and injustice will end, and your kingdom of perfect justice and peace will reign. Until then, help us to walk in humility, generosity, and faithfulness. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,